Hi, welcome back to the Wisdom of Your Soul. I'm your host, Janice Mary, and I'm so glad to be back. I hope that you're well. I hope you had a wonderful 4th of July. I know I did. In honor of 4th of July, I did a 4th of July post that I would like to share. And again, the post that I do online on Facebook, The Wisdom of Your Soul, comes from me meditating or, you know, getting very quiet, getting out of my ego mind, and letting the information come through me. So whether this is my higher self or, you know, wisdom that I tap into from the universe, I'm not 100% sure, but I do know it resonates deeply with me. So I like to share it in case it resonates with you. If it doesn't, that's fine. I think the most important thing that I'm trying to teach people is to get to your own wisdom, because this wisdom does resonate so much with me, and yours is going to resonate with you. So the more you turn to your inner wisdom and instead of outside sources, the better you're going to feel and be and get directed. So let's start with me reading this post that I wrote on 4th of July. So I hope you get something from it. I hope you enjoy it. Here it goes. So it's called Trust Yourself to Begin. You can trust that destiny and grace. You can trust the destiny and grace of your being. You can turn to the inner self for guidance rather than sources from outside. Teachers that point to your independence are of great value. They highlight a path, knowing they are the director, not the destination. On this day of independence, let it bring you to your freedom that turning within can bring. We create our own reality. Belief by belief, we choose what laws to adopt and live by. No one else does this to us. If we are not happy, it is time to go within and see what belief is at the core. What idea is causing me such pain and distress? Can I know the truth of my being so that I may live my inner peace? When we allow our being to affirm us, we can truly appreciate its complexity, beauty, creativity, and abundance. There are no words like your own out of grace and goodness that can touch your heart. Allow, allow, allow you to bring forth all that has laid dormant and hidden into your light so that you may see. You are a rare, priceless antique not realizing its worth. You are no longer in need of an appraiser to value you. The inner self knows of its endless worth. Let your beliefs reflect your goodness, your creativity, humanity, and humility. It's an official day for independence from the lost ego mind. So, like I said, we all have this wisdom within us to channel, and you do too. And this post means a lot to me. It may not to you because it didn't come from your inner self. But the main thing is when you turn in within, you will hear words very similar to this. And it will really touch you in a much deeper level than these words can ever do. And that is really, you know, what I've been trying to help people kind of realize, you know, that there is another way to be. I know through trying to help people and trying to help myself, I've often been frustrated and not knowing why, you know, we create the lives we do and why some people are in so much pain. So I've always been asking and asking for help. And when I turn within, I really get some information that I would have never really thought of or used or shared, but makes a lot of sense to me. And when I share it with my clients, it seems to make a lot of sense to them. You know, just a couple of highlights from the post that really strike me is teachers that point to your independence are of great value. They highlight a path. So that's what I feel like I try to do for you and for my clients. I'm trying to highlight a path that I've been going down, that you may join me, only because it has improved my life dramatically. Knowing that they are the director not the destination. So, you know, as a teacher, I don't feel like I have all the answers, and I'm not a perfect person, and I'm not anybody's destination. I'm not even my own destination. But if I could highlight a different path that feels so much better to me for you, then I'm doing my job, and I'm very passionate about doing that. So going down a little more, that notion that we create our own lives is very powerful. Belief by belief, if you really look at how you live your life and the beliefs that come into your mind and how those beliefs really do construct your daily life. And all you have to do is pay attention to what you believe. Write down your beliefs. I believe I should be a certain way. I believe I should be perfect. I believe I should be wealthy. I believe I should be thin. All these different beliefs that are very perfectionistic that we live our life by. And we don't necessarily believe them, but we use them as something to strive for. And again, that's not a bad thing. When I go into the wisdom of my soul, they're not saying that that's a bad thing. It's nice to strive for us to become the best that we can become. But the world has defined what we should become as very superficial things, you know, a certain weight, a certain bank account, a certain status, a certain relationship status. Having kids, you know, we're defined by those things. And those things could just be, again, a path that we could take if we choose to. We decide before we even get here what we want to learn and how we want to expand our soul. So whatever feels like it's your course to bear, that's what you picked to expand your soul. So, you know, my mind and living most of my life in inferiority and always comparing and always trying to be better and better was kind of my course to bear and to overcome. And in overcoming it, that's how I ended up in helping people, becoming a therapist to try to help people not do what I did and not feel the way that I feel and not to believe what I believed. So, and I continue to do that. And it's so much fun when you add in different dimensions. I've learned a lot from prior psychologists and psychiatrists, reading their work and my own experience working one-on-one with people. And once I kind of hit a wall with what I learned is when I went in deeper to the inner wisdom. And that's when it got really good. And that's when it got really exciting, because your inner wisdom will tell you there's no limits, where the world has a lot of limits. The world will shut a lot of doors for you, and you want to keep those doors open. You don't ever, ever want to shut one door on yourself. I had written a post too the other day about the ego mind shutting doors. Like, it's almost like you have a desire, you want to do something, and within a second, the ego slams the door right in front of your face, like, oh, okay, I can't do that. And so you walk away. You walk away from that desire. And that is not in our best interest. So when we go within with that desire, when you go a little deeper and just ask, show me the way to this desire, you'll feel that inner wisdom, the soul will kind of take you by the hand, bring you back to the door, open the door, and say, why don't you try? Why don't you just try? You know, see if you like it. See if you want to explore this desire that has come into your mind. Don't let the ego mind take it away from you. The ego mind, if we can kind of say, is like a child, you know. So we don't want to run our lives through the eyes of a child. So that's really, really important. So that was one thing I wanted to highlight on in this post. The other thing is this notion that we're a priceless antique, not realizing our worth. I love that, even though I don't know if I like being called an antique, but you could say priceless painting, could say anything. I mean, I did object a little bit to the antique when I wrote this, but then I heard from my inner wisdom, well, antique goes really well with appraiser. So I got it then. I was like, okay. So here again, the ego mind comes in when I'm even channeling things that, you know, are helping me, comes in to kind of like take it away. You know, you don't want to be seen as an antique. Well, what's wrong with being seen as an antique? The ego mind just comes in all the time. So we always have to kind of watch that. So if we're priceless, you know, we're a priceless antique, and we're always asking people to appraise us, you know, how am I doing? You know, how many likes did I get? You know, can you appraise me? Can you value me? You know, instead of us going within and asking the true appraiser that lives within us. Because when we ask within, we just feel worthy. There's nothing you have to do. The minute you're really in your inner wisdom, in your inner soul, you feel worthy. You don't have to do a thing. You know, sometimes I wake up and I'm like, well, do I even want to continue writing these posts? Because I feel so good and I feel like I don't have anything to do or prove or be. And I think that's partially, the ego gets in there too a little bit, but it always comes back to, I have such a passion to figure out the mind. I have such a passion to help people's lives get better. When I see my clients struggling with anxiety like I used to, and you know, maybe not in jobs that they like or making the amount of money that they like I used to, it makes me so sad, because I know I was there creating a very limited, small reality. And my reality has doubled in size. And it hasn't been easy, because the ego mind wants to always take it away and say, well, you don't really deserve to be double in size now, you know. But my life has really gotten so much better through going into my inner wisdom. And yours can too. You just have to really realize that the ego mind that comes in to try to take away your desires or take away the things that you think you might want to try is just a child that you want to soothe. And that child is much, much easier to soothe when you have the inner wisdom, the inner psychologist within you to help that child. Being a psychotherapist myself, I was having a hard time calming down that inner child, that ego child. So going within to like the master psychoanalyst, I was helped to really learn how to get out of that ego mind. And for me, it takes a variety of different things. But once I'm out, I am out. And that is your independence. That is your freedom. That is your independence. That's your true independence. And that's really, really where you want to be. Don't let the ego child, the ego mind, take away the things you really want to do. You know, we're so caught up in the ego mind that we don't even know ourselves. We don't even know what we like, what we don't like. So you just have to begin to go within and ask yourself. And for the longest time, I continued to ask outside sources, whether it was people, whether it was psychologists, social workers, mediums, psychics, books, continuing to go outside to find the wisdom that I needed to find for myself inside. And, you know, the ego really does make you feel like you have an inferiority complex. And I see many, many, many accomplished people that I would never in a million years think that they felt inferior, feel inferior. And that's the comparing game, you know. And people do it all the time, and I do it, and everybody does it. So the inner wisdom, the inner self will say, what are you doing? What are you comparing? You're comparing a diamond to a diamond. Why do you want to do that? You're comparing Mozart painting to a Mozart painting. You're comparing a beautiful rose to another beautiful rose. I mean, it's just one thing after the other that they'll shoot at you. Like, why are you comparing yourself? When you compare yourself, when you look to another person, you have lost you, and you are no longer able to see the truth and the value of who you are. You're living a life through who you think you should be instead of who you are. and who people, other people are wouldn't fit you anyway. You know, what other people are doing isn't going to be what you like anyway. So I don't know why we do that, but we all do that. And I did that for many, many years. You know, oh, that life looks good. I want to have a life of traveling and doing all these cool stuff. And then I realized, well, I don't really think I would like doing that, you know, but the world will tell us that we should be different than our own lives. And that's where this, you know, ability to go within helps you to sort it all out. You know, your inner guide is so knowledgeable. And, you know, that's where you want to start. Just, you know, do a 5-minute meditation or go for a walk. When the ego mind comes in to tell you something negative about you, just smile at it and say, I know what you're trying to do. I know what you're trying to do to me. And just minimize the ego mind. You know, realize the ego mind wants so much to protect us. If you look at the ego mind like another person, you know, that is always coming at you, fearful. You know, everybody knows those people that are very fearful. It's like they're going to point out every possible worst case scenario every day of your life. And that's, you know, that's the ego mind. So if you know somebody like that, just kind of label them, oh, that's my ego mind. That person is my ego mind, because that's what the ego mind does. So what do you say to that person when they come to you and they're all freaked out about every little thing? You say, it's okay, calm down, relax. Is any of that happening today? Is any of the worries that are floating through your mind happening? And generally, it's not happening. I mean, we have a lot of things happening today, but we have to help ourselves to say, well, what's happening in this moment? Am I safe in this moment? And bring ourselves back to reality. Reality is really where our peace can come from, even though this reality has been very trying for us for a lot of reasons. It is really the only place that our point of power is in the present. And that, you know, is probably the statement that I've heard in every teaching for thousands and thousands of years. The point of power is in our present. And every spiritual teacher I listen to will say that. So we do want to bring ourselves back to that. So if you look at your ego mind like the person in your life that is a worrier, and you know how to soothe them, then you could soothe yourself. But the most powerful and easier way to soothe that ego mind is to just go within and ask, can you give me another take on this? Can you help me? You know, the ego mind is bringing to me that I'm so fearful of getting sick. You know, that I'm so fearful of getting this virus. And what if I die? You know, the ego mind is bringing me all these fears. So when you go within, you know, you will feel comfort. You will feel peace if you ask. And you'll feel a sense of it's okay. You know, you're safe. You're not sick. So let's get back to today and what you want to do today and what is going to make today special for you. And that's the difference between the ego and the inner guide, soul, psychologist, you know, any description, the God within you, any description that you want to give it. So if we have this other person in us that we have to soothe, we have this wise ability to soothe it and to feel it. It's not even words. Like if we use affirmations, sometimes affirmations don't work because it's just covering over things we believe. If we believe the ego mind, if we believe we have to be perfect or be a certain way to be of value, if we truly, truly believe that, affirmations are going to be a tough sell. You know, you're not going to want to really believe it. But if you go within and you ask and you feel your worth, then when you say an affirmation, it's sort of like it just gets you back on track, you know? So if I'm, you know, just waking up and I'm a little bit in my ego, I can do an affirmation. It brings me right back into the soul energy because I know it's the truth. But you have to really work on your beliefs, you know? You have to really work on and understand that the beliefs that you have in your mind are not true, especially when they cause you pain. And that can take a little bit of time to, every time a belief comes in that you question it, do I truly believe that in order for me to have a good, happy day where I can laugh and go do what I want to do, that I have to be a certain weight. Do I truly believe that? No. Would I feel better if I was a certain weight? Would I want to be a certain weight? Yeah, maybe. But does it define me? Is it my worth? Absolutely not. The ego mind will tell us we need to be rich. So if I had millions and millions of dollars, how would that really change my life right now, right here today? It really wouldn't change it so much. You know, it might stress me out more because then I might feel like I have more resources to do the things that I don't want to do. You know, I'm a homebody. I love to stay home. So if I became a millionaire, maybe that wouldn't suit me at all because then there'd be so much pressure on me to do things that I don't want to do. And maybe that's why I'm not a millionaire. So when we really sink in and look at some of these beliefs, they're very laughable. And I know I've said before, but Byron Katie does an amazing job at looking at beliefs and questioning them. And, you know, so if you really are at the point where you need to question your beliefs, check out her work called The Work by Byron Katie. You know, you'll find how to do that. And she's a wonderful source to do that. And like I've spoken before, if you want to live more in the present moment, Eckhart Tolle, he's wonderful for bringing us into the present moment. And I have learned from each of these people, but the differences and the reason why I feel like it finally worked was because I finally went within and got confirmation that what they're talking about is true. You know, if I didn't get confirmation about what they were talking about is true, I would not believe it. Because what would happen is I'm in the present moment, then I'm back in my ego. I'm in the present moment, I'm back in my ego. So then it's like, well, this doesn't work. How does it, this isn't working? Or I'm questioning my beliefs, realizing my beliefs are a bunch of bull, basically. But then I'm in my ego. Miserable. Again, believing things that I should not be believing. So that doesn't work. You know, all the spiritual things, law of attraction, well, I'm just going to create the life that I want. So I can try to brainwash myself and just think good thoughts and create this life. And you could do that for a while. And then you fall back in the ego. And that doesn't work. So then we have very frustrated people. So for me, the path for me was to try all of those things because they all, it's almost like trying on different clothes, you know, trying on something new is really good to do. But you need confirmation from your inner soul, your inner self. You need to be shown, that these things are true. And that's where your imagination and your mind comes in and works beautifully, not through the ego mind, but through your imagination, in a positive way. You know, when you sit and you just let go of the ego mind and you just let whatever comes to you, so beautiful things come to you. You know, that's how my posts come to me. And each post is like I feel like I'm, you know, birthing something. And I know I hear a lot of writers say that they feel like each book is a child to them. So in a way, each post to me is like a child to me. That's how important it is to me. And that's how much I love it. And that's how much it helps me. But you have that within you. You know, my words, you know, you could read them and feel good for a second. But that's not going to change your life. What changes your life is really knowing that the beliefs that you have constructed from this world are way too limiting, and that there's so much depth and complexity and magnificence to you, and coming from your energy of love that is expansive, you will expand. Coming from the ego energy, you will diminish, and that's what was happening to me for most of my life. My energy, I could walk into a room and could feel expansive and 2 seconds later diminish just by comparing myself to somebody else. Could diminish in a second. Feeling great, looking at somebody else and saying, oh, and then feeling like very diminished. So that's why we need our inner soul to help us, to wake us up, you know, to tell us who we truly, truly are. And that's a beautiful thing. And the way your soul will talk to you will be different for you. For the longest time, I had a very hard time trusting what my inner soul was saying to me, to the point that I wouldn't share it, I wouldn't post it, I wouldn't even talk about it, because it was stupid. And there's so many wise people out there. Well, what do I have to talk about? And, you know, my ego would not let me share this. And this has been going on for like 10 years, you know. So finally, I've gotten to that point where my belief system of the ego, I can just smile at and say, thank you for protecting me. Thank you for trying to take care of me. But I know who I truly am. I know there's a God within me that creates, and there's a God within you that creates. We're all like little pieces of God, you know? We all come from that one source. The other day I was sitting on my porch and I was looking at a tree and I heard, you see, you are one of these leaves on the tree, and, you know, the tree is God and you're part of it, and not one leaf is better than the other. And you know, that resonates for me. It may sound silly to you, but it resonates for me as the truth, you know, and that's where we want to bring each of us back home to, the truth of how powerful we are, how brilliant we are, and not in a I'm so great way, because I do not feel that way. My ego keeps me in check and does give me like a good balance, you know, which is helpful. That's where the ego can be helpful. You know, that we are human, and being human means we are totally, totally imperfect. And I can totally embrace that now. That doesn't mean I don't strive to have and do the things that I want to do and have. It doesn't mean that I don't do anything. I do more now than I ever have. And everything that I do know has so much more meaning. And, you know, my life has really changed a lot for the better. And, you know, some people from the outside may not see the change, but I know from the inside that I can sit with people and no longer be diminished, that I can expand with other people, without other people, you know, and you can too, you know. So the love for you and who you are, and layer upon layer of all this magnificence that you have, and all this knowledge and wisdom and creativity and all the things that are in you are just waiting to be released. But the only way you can get to it is really releasing the ego mind, by seeing the ego mind as that scared, worried friend of yours that can't seem to stop watching the news. You know? So you want to really stop. You want to stop watching the news, and you want to stop listening to that friend who's freaking you out. And you want to take a deep breath, and you want to ask who lives within you. Who am I? Who am I? And once you get there, there's no stopping you. There is absolutely no stopping you, because there's no limitations in you. And that is your true independence. That is our Independence Day. So I want you to have your independence from the ego child, you know, break free in whatever way resonates with you. Break free from your ego child and find your way within. There's so much waiting there for you. So I hope that helps. Have a great day. As always, if you have any questions, you can email me at janicemart40@yahoo.com. I try to answer them in these talks. So I hope that you're hearing that. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Take care. Bye-bye.